Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour begins today. Scouts will be in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota for its annual survey of crop conditions to estimate production of corn and soybeans. Yesterday evening, the tour's eastern leg gathered in Columbus, Ohio, and the western leg met in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for training on the tour's yield forecasting methodology for corn and its formula for estimating soybean pods in a 3-foot by 3-foot area. The eastern leg of the tour will move west through Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa on its way to Rochester, Minnesota. The tour's western leg swings through South Dakota, Nebraska, and western Iowa on the way to meet the eastern leg. On Thursday, scouts will release their final numbers. Tonight, we expect to see results from Ohio and South Dakota. The Congressional Budget Office says Congress will have up to $18.4 billion available to appropriate for disaster relief in fiscal year 2015. The estimate is higher than earlier estimated due to the fact that the government used less than its allotment of disaster funds for this fiscal year. Later this month, the Office of Management and Budget is expected to release a separate assessment of whether the Congress's current appropriations bills for fiscal 2015 would exceed the discretionary spending caps. A report that also will affect how much Congress can spend in the fiscal year that begins on October the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,765. It's up 102 points. The NASDAQ, 4489, is up 24. The S&P 500 is 1965, and it is up almost 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest over the weekend saw weather that was as advertised earlier in the week, last week. And we saw most of the region picking up on some scattered showers and thunderstorms, that region being from southern portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, into southern Illinois, and parts of southwestern Indiana, and portions of western Kentucky. These areas saw some significant amounts of rainfall. Actually, it was inclusive of central Kentucky as well. Rain totals of 1 to 2, local 3-inch amounts were common, except in southern Iowa and northern portions of Missouri, where totals got a little bit excessive, running 4 to 6 inches in some locations. Flooding did occur across parts of the region. The rains were greater than expected, and the impact on some crops may have been a little bit negative. But the good news is these areas will not see additional rain now for a while, and the area will have a chance to dry back down. The only place in the southwestern Corn Belt that did not get a significant amount of rain was in western Missouri and portions of eastern Kansas, and these areas will be closely monitored over the next few days because of the potential for them to be not only dry, but also rather warm. The temperatures in the southwestern Corn Belt will likely get up into the high 80s and probably lower to a few middle 90s as we move forward through this week. And the end result of that will be perhaps a faster rate of drying across the region and maybe a little bit of stress for a few crops, but for the most part, it shouldn't have a big negative impact. The area that everybody continues to watch most closely in the Midwest is in eastern or northeastern Iowa and some areas in southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some of this region picked up on some needed rain over the weekend, Minnesota in particular. We saw some locally great amounts over an inch occurring last night, and that was certainly welcome. And some areas in Wisconsin still are carrying some large moisture deficits, but the subsoil moisture situation is still favorable there, so the crops are probably hanging in there fairly well. And the same can be said for portions of Iowa, although there are definitely some large moisture deficits that are still prevailing across the northeast part of Iowa, and relief is needed and coming. This week's weather should provide a good mix of rain and sunshine for much of the Midwest, but the areas that are going to see the highest frequency of rain is the very same areas that I just mentioned that were a little bit on the dry side. Relief is coming this week, even though it's been advertised in the past and not likely or failed to come through to fruition, but we do expect it this week. Showers and thunderstorms will come in three different waves as we go through the next full week to maybe 8 or 9 days. And each wave will bring a significant amount of rainfall to parts of the region, eventually bringing the significant relief that is necessary to bring moisture supplies back to normal. The other concern for the Midwest continues to be over the potential for frost and freezes, but we don't see any threatening cold weather coming up anytime soon, and the weather pattern that has changed towards a wetter bias is also going to help to hold the temperatures up for a while, and this will certainly get us into the end of August and early September, but it leaves the door open for possible coolness later in the month of September. With that said, though, it looks like the longer range trend model is suggesting that there will be some ridginess of high pressure over the western Corn Belt and portions of the northern plains as well as Canada's prairies, and that will help to reduce some of the risk of frost and freezes. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. In the meantime, our temperatures this week across the Midwest are expected to be warm. We'll look for a lot of upper 70 and 80 degree highs across a big part of the region. There will be some lower middle 90s, as I mentioned before, in the southwestern portions of the region. Our low temperatures at night should be mostly running in the upper 50s and 60s with a few lower 70s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat 615 down 4 3/4. December is 628 3/4 down 5 1/2. Soft September wheat, 542, now 43 even, down 8 1/4. December, 554 3/4, down 8 3/4. September corn, 367 3/4, up 2. December, 378 1/4, up 1 1/4. July, 406 1/2, up 1. September soybeans, 1112, up 9 1/2. November, 1053, up 1. January, 1062, up 1. July, 1080 1/2, down 1 1/4. September soybean meal, 390.90, up 260. September soybean oil, 32.93, up 6 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
You were talking about off air that there's really not a lot of fundamental news to talk about in this marketplace right now.
No, not really. I think we got the Pro Farmer Tour going on, and of course, pictures are starting to fly on Twitter, and that starting to see some of that show up. But you know, the trade's attitude is a large crop, and we're probably going to see some confirmation of that, I would guess. So I'm not sure how much news that really is. I think really probably the biggest news today is there was some easing of the tensions a little bit, you know, with Russia and Ukraine. That's probably a little bit negative. We did get some pretty good rains over some areas that needed it, but there were some areas that were missed this weekend, and I think that's probably kind of a wash whenever you look at those two things added together. And of course, we're still kind of trying to figure out those FSA acres, but there has been some news come out of the USDA that they're probably not going to make any adjustments on acreage for September, but we'll do the typical thing and wait for October to change that. So,
well, the trade is expecting that the tour will debunk USDA's number for August, which is 167 and a little bit. What happens if the tour confirms 167 in a little bit?
Well, I think that'll probably be somewhat negative to the trade where we're at today. I mean, we've had a nice little move higher here. So, yeah, if we come out with some really large numbers, I think we could probably see that be a negative effect on it, or vice versa, lower than that. But I guess I don't see that happening. I think that the levels that we're at here, D's corn at 378, I think we've got some resistance now. If we can hold above this 377 up around 390, and you know, July up there above 4, I think those are pretty good numbers to look at if you're looking at places to make some additional sales here.
Vizapeer commercials have been picking up corn contracts.
I'm sorry, Dave?
I said it appears that commercials have been picking up corn contracts.
Yeah, I think there's been some corn being sold. The other feature today is, I think, the old crop beans are still kind of a feature here. They're kind of leading the way in the bean complex, and I think that could continue. You know, we got a long ways before we really see any substantial amount of beans hit the marketplace, and we're very tight on the old crop. So that's still going to continue to be a feature in the market, I think.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 367.5, up 1.75. December, 378.25, up 1.25. September soybeans, 11.13.75, up 11.25. November, 10.53.75, up 1.75. September soybean meal, 391.10, up 2.80. September soybean oil, 32.94, up 7 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.